And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll be getting back to Russia and our conversation regarding a journey to oneness. Very interesting and exciting program. And as a reminder, we do have afterviews. What that means is that if you're listening to the radio program, there's more to the program. You can go to richarddugan.com, the radio show's page, and you can hear more. We are going to talk now more about Virgo with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, and find out about the continuing aspects and traits of Virgo. Welcome back, Beth. This is the last day of August. How is that in any way, shape, or form as we transition into September? And of course, everybody's thinking fall. But is there a significance there as far as that kind of transition for a sign, and in this case, specifically Virgo?
Virgo, absolutely. And this is one of those places where the material world and the astrological world, astronomical worlds, are very much aligned. You know, Virgo is the goddess of the harvest. We are in the harvest season. And Virgo is also renowned for being the most organized and very disciplined and strategic signs of the zodiac. And so what happens during the harvest season? You know, we have to be really organized. We have to work together as a team. We have to be really smart about managing our time and our resources. And that's exactly what has to happen. Whether you're in a farming community or not, this time of year, you know, if you're a working family, the kids have to start going back to school. Summer's waning. You know, we've got all that back to school, all the back to school rituals, you know, the getting organized, the shopping, the finding out what you need for the fall, mm-hmm. getting that, getting settled into new routines and disciplines and very, very Virgo, and trying to all do it with a good attitude and a smile on your face and a remembrance, a connection to the bigger picture.
Well, I remember this time of year when I was a kid growing up and getting ready for school, and it was always Sunday afternoon. My brother and I would be out there working on our bicycles, getting them ready to go for the next day. And actually, I think it was actually Labor Day, Monday, because
yeah,
we go back on
Labor
Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we'd go to my folks and say, we need this and we need that and we need the other thing for our bicycles in order to be able to ride to our bikes. Oh, it was the consternation that we caused our parents on that day alone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that was the next day as we were gone was quite a day of celebration, I am sure. But but it is something that we are all looking towards, because hopefully wherever you're living, the weather is cooling down and so forth. And you are getting into the swing of things as far as the harvest, as I want to use that term in a very generic context, in preparation for the cooler weather, the winter, the snows, you know, the time when you can't collect the things that you need because of the weather in particular. Obviously, that goes back more to pioneer days. But when people touch base with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, or they call you at 963-0842. Is there anything, and just in like 30 seconds, is there anything in particular they need to come to you with in terms of information that you need in order to assist them? Or is that really based upon the modality you're going to use with them?
It depends on the client. Usually I need the birth information, the month, day, year, time of day, and city where they were born, and a list of their questions or priorities, but absolutely none of that is essential. I can work with just the person walking through the door.
Okay. And they can walk through the door at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, and also a 963-0842. Beth, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in September.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.